Gracious God, take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. So why is it that we have this season of Lent? In Lenten Discipline, her sermon on Luke's version of the temptation of Jesus in the desert, Episcopal priest and scholar Barbara Brown Taylor gives a wonderful description of how Lent came to be. Many years after Jesus had not returned as quickly as the followers expected, these followers of Jesus learned to accommodate their own lives to the surrounding culture, finding no contradiction between being comfortable and being Christian. Once Christianity became the religion of empire, that comfort was complete. No more martyrdom. No need for bold witness. No more challenging the powers that be. She notes our ancestors in faith decided it was nice to be nice rather than just holy. But comfort left a longing and a hunger for something deeper. And as the church began to organize itself and these seasons of the church year began to be developed, the season of Lent came into being as a season of preparation for remembering Jesus's passion and resurrection. So the church dug deep into its faith story, recalling the times in the wilderness that Israel and Jesus and Elijah spent in the desert, wandering and suffering, longing and learning, hungry. All those stories had the number 40 in them, and so it was that Lent became these 40 days of springtime for the soul. Like our urge to clean the house in the spring, the church recognized a need for a spiritual spring cleaning as well. And Taylor says it offered 40 days to cleanse the system and open the eyes to what remains when all comfort is gone. To live by the grace of God alone and not by what we can supply ourselves. The image that I offered on Ash Wednesday for this season of Lent is that of dust. Nothing revolutionary there. It's a practice to impose crosses with ash on our foreheads with the admonition, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." As I said on Wednesday, dust can come either from lack of use or it can come from construction. Dust that accumulates from lack of use is a symbol of an unexamined life. It's faith as obligation, as a social norm, as a comfort. It is remaining in that place of spiritual comfort. Construction dust is present when you consent to God's work on you and through you. It's a consequence of faithful struggle, of adding new square footage. We are covered in construction dust when we are intentional in self-examination and honest in repentance, when we fast from our comfort. We see Jesus covered in the dust of the desert, but also in the dust of construction in our gospel today. In the verses just prior to our passage, Jesus was baptized, and the sky opened up, and the Spirit descended, and the voice of God said, "This is my beloved." In response to such a life-changing revelation, Jesus followed the Spirit into the desert for 40 days of fasting and reflection and prayer, a time to be alone and to figure out what it all meant and who God was calling him to be. It's telling that all of the temptations offered by the tempter amounted to things that would make Jesus' life more comfortable. You're hungry. Change these stones into bread. Eat. You're trying to come to grips with being God's beloved and what it means? Test God. See if you can find out that way. God says you have power, but we all know it's not really of this world. I'll give you power over all the nations, here and now, if you just put me above God. Jesus refused to use his power for his own comfort and sent the tempter on the way. And when he did eventually claim and use his power, it was exercised on the behalf of others, to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, to give glory to God. Temptation was not for Christ alone. Like those earlier Christians who settled for a comfortable faith, we're tempted today to turn away from the suffering of the world, tempted to build our own defenses against risk and doubt, tempted to concentrate not only on our own needs, but on our wants before thinking of others. When we do this, we forget who and whose we are. We fall prey to the tempter. That tempter, temptation, it's always empty talk. We need to resist this narrow vision that is provided. Instead, welcome the all-encompassing vision of God. Lent is a dusty season in which we can choose to set aside our comfort and live into that grand vision. Let's spend some time in the empty places within us that belong to God alone, listening to a gospel vision larger than we can imagine, opening ourselves for what is yet to come. Amen.